Audio file, lesson 57, Living Apostles Today. The message? The apostles are commissioned by Jesus to work as his messengers and representatives. The Bible text, John chapter 20, verses 21. Now the story, Living Apostles Today. Before Marley went to sleep, her grandpa told her a story from the children's Bible. The story he chose was about the Lord Jesus. After he finished reading, Marley's grandpa prayed with her and wished her good night. As he was about to leave the room, Marley asked, "You know, Grandpa, it is a great pity that the Lord Jesus is no longer alive. He did so many wonderful things and was so kind to everyone." Her grandpa replied, "Yes, Marley, you are quite right. You see, when Jesus returned to his Father in heaven, many people were very sad, especially his friends, the disciples. They felt exactly the same way you do. The Lord Jesus told them that he was going home to his Father and he would send them the Holy Spirit so that they could continue his work and represent him on earth. Jesus also told them that they should go to all the people to teach and to baptize with water. Apostles are active today. They carry on the work which was started by the Lord Jesus and the first apostles. We should be very grateful that God has once again given us living apostles." Marley replied, "Jesus must love us very much. Otherwise, he would not have given us apostles." Grandpa responded, "You are right. The Lord loves everyone. He would like all people to be helped and saved. For this reason, he has given us apostles who work and labor for him. The apostles prepare us for that day when Jesus Christ will return to take us with him." Marley asked, "Does the apostle know when the Lord Jesus will come?" Grandpa responded, "No. Not even the apostles know that, but our apostles said recently that the Lord Jesus will come soon. That is why we have to be prepared to receive him at any time. We must not forget to pray for our apostle. The Lord Jesus has given him a very important task. To fulfill this task, he constantly needs our prayers." Afterwards, Marley and her grandpa prayed once more for the apostle, the chief apostle, and all the other apostles in the world. Suggestions for the teacher. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Show them pictures with our apostles and the chief apostle in the community magazine. Now begin telling the story. Afterwards, discuss these with the children. Can you name some men Jesus called to be his apostles? Some answers could be Peter, John, and so on. What did Jesus say to the apostles before he ascended to be with his Father? Answer: go to all the people to teach and to baptize them. Do they still live today? Answer: no. Jesus has given us apostles today. They work in his name. What is the main task of the apostles today? Answer: they help us preparing ourselves for the return of Jesus. And so on. Now the real life application. explain the following to the children. Each child of God has an apostle. He works by the commission of Jesus. Do you know your apostle? What is his name? Where does he live? If possible, we show the children a photograph of their apostle. How can we help the apostles today? Answer: we behave more like Jesus. We become proof of the apostles' teaching and authority. Finally, repeat the message with the children. The apostles are commissioned by Jesus to work as his